five unlikely friends brought together to do a simple job. But when things go wrong, they'll have to find a way to escape the Ring Planet.
Yeah,
we should have gone here first.
You said said there's quarantine protocols in place and we can't leave until they're done. And I rolled a 44 plus Liana's assist, which she succeeded at. So 46 to override that to send people back through the elevator.
You get a papa. Quarantine cannot be disabled here.
Mm-hmm. They're like, God damn it, stop skipping my plots.
That's right. You will do encounters, you bastards.
No, damn it, no!
Yay!
Half the fun is fucking you over. The other half is RP where you're not involved. We don't need you.
This long pause while we're waiting for the elevator to come back, I look across the hallway like we're still in ready mode to Finn, and I go, you know you don't have to be undead, right? You realize that. I can literally fix you.
Serious?
Yeah. Like, it's a ritual. It takes a little time. And I will admit, my racial designation is maybe not the most accurate, but we just drown you in a bucket and we do it again.
As you're finishing that line of discussion...
I was going to say, you're not even going to let him respond?
No, because you hear, right next to your face, the presence of Invisible and Zuth going, did you not hear him say shh?
I didn't even hear what you said.
Yeah, because my noise canceling cut it out. So did you not hear him say shh? I can't do the shush sound, but you know what I'm saying, because things.
Because you're a robot, right.
He was saying this is role played before you got here.
Yeah. Yeah, we were waiting for the elevator, but this is what I wanted
to do. Oh, while we were waiting for us to show up.
Yeah. I do not do retcons!
Well, the elevator hasn't come back yet. It went down, and I just said, I look across the hallway while we're waiting, and I say this. Fine, you know what? Let us role play. It's fine. No,
that's fine. It's fine.
No, it's fine. It's just plot that
it's
two
good.
Characters
like
people
it.
Like. No, it's fine.
Well, the captain has spoken.
My character development as someone who hates undead and offering an olive branch to the undead person is not welcome. I get it. It's fine.
Okay. Good. So long as we're clear on that. Straight ahead of you.
Fuck you! We'll do this later, apparently.
Azus, like, I don't know why, but I feel like there's a lot of a disturbance in the force right there.
You know what? Now, but, for some reason, Finn, I hate robots. I just hate them.
Because I feel like you're there's going to be a really weird cut right there leading up to this moment. Carrie, I looked a bit and say, hey, you know what? You know what's going on down here. Lead the way.
All right. Follow me.
And I'm going to take up the rear because I still have like 7 minutes of invisibility left.
Wait, they got up here? I thought they were stuck down there, which is why the quarantine, because
no,
the elevator
no.
turned off.
No, they quarantine all got up here. That's when this all happened.
Got it.
For this level only. In, not out.
Never mind, I guess I'll do the roleplay thing later.
I'm going to set this whole goddamn campaign on fire.
You already have, you're ending it. And also, setting on fire just means the boss wins.
Yeah, fuck you, man.
Well... of RP the sooner, I guess.
I use my gimmick and turn to ice fire, you bitch.
No. The dreamer awakes, eats us all. Game over.
Okay. So, in front of you, there's a hallway. That hallway breaks off to go left and to right. It is dark in here and full of smoke and small fires. There are corpses of both mouthers and cultists littering this area.
Kick a cultist. Look a bit. Thumbs up.
I look around for... Wait, is Robbie on Bit's back?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
He's got a pretzel.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I'm not sure where he got it.
No, they made it to the cafeteria. We cleared out the line.
Bit's leading the way.
Bit takes a step and then another step and then he goes, I just realized something. It knows my movements. I need someone else to lead.
Fucking piece of shit.
I volunteer the captain.
Seconded.
It's almost like I'm an NPC and the DM's not going to let you lead it. You fucking do this, you asshole. I don't care if there's a reason why he should. Fuck you.
Well, hold on. No one can see it. I cast the invisibility on myself.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Well, you pulled out front. Just kidding. I'm up front since I still got 7 minutes of invisibility left.
Okay.
I'm assuming I don't have schematics for this section or any sort of insight.
You have some idea. There is a weapons locker to your left. There is a decontamination room to your right. And there's also a larger room here that you know to be the shooting range, the firing range. You also know that here in the armory that the you should be finding some lodgings here in this chamber, as well as a test facility at the very end.
All right, so we go up, touch the beds, get refreshed. You know, typical JRPG stuff.
So to our left, we've got guns. To our right, we've got decom. Straightforward, we've got barracks, shooting range, and testing.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's go to the armory, the weapons locker first, because if I don't, then the rest of my crew might mutiny.
He has chosen wisely.
Oh, goddamn time.
Now, I would cast a spell on any of you, but I don't know the hand and verbal commands to make this to anybody else, so unfortunately I just know the selfish version of see invisibility. I apologize.
And I lead that way there.
Okay.
That the spell is literally personal only.
You go down the hallway and you make your left and you get up to the door that is open but kind of broken and on a tilt.
Can I get through the door without touching it?
You can. Doesn't look like the rest of your crew could. Looks like it's kind of broken.
Okay, I jump through.
Okay, you jump through. In here, it looks like it was pretty well picked clean, but there is a key card that you find in this room that is blue.
Okay, I toss it out the hatch to Leopold, since he's the only one that can see me, that is a player.
Okay.
I pick it up.
You grab the key card. It is draped around a cultist's neck. It is on the ground. And then as you grab it, the cultist reaches up and grabs onto your robotic arm, and then it slowly looks up at you, and it's got these white glowing eyes. And he goes, yeah! And he reaches out to try to grab you.
Is this combat or RP?
Oh no, this is combat. What the hell? End combat. Yes. And there's only a Zooth and this one dude in this combat.
Ray!
Right, you get to go first.
No. Face problem.
Do I feel like this is a threat or like just something that's not a threat, like the level of Finn undead?
Damn, man.
There's ones everywhere. What do I do?
Make a wisdom check.
Okay. 15.
This looks familiar. As familiar as from the derelict science space station from before.
So that was 11 player levels ago. So not a threat, but Technology is similar.
Technology is similar, yes.
Okay.
Not the same, but similar.
Cool. Well, if I feel threatened, which I assume is what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Then I will swipe it with my claw while alerting the rest of the group.
Okay.
27 against EAC.
That's going to hit.
43.
All right. You split this thing's head apart and it dies. Ending combat. And you pick up that blue key card and you throw it through the broke-ass door.
Okay, I tell everybody, well, there's an undead dude in here, so things are fun.
I'm gonna, just for
we already know that.
Editorial sake, it saw him while he was invisible, and when he attacked, he lost invisibility. Is that correct?
I mean, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I assumed it reached out to grab at whatever was grabbing it.
Yes.
Also, the glowing eyes, I assumed. Carrie was trying to be narrative, but also functional.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else in here?
Beyond that blue key card, you will find... looks like... No, you wouldn't find that in here. Never mind. Nope.
Cool. I jump back through the door. And now Finn gets to go out in front.
Ray!
They're your people. Speak to them.
I don't know undead.
You kind of do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're gonna go down the actually, you know what? Decontamination is probably a single room, so we'll peek our head towards decontamination first, so we can do a full clear as we move through here.
Okay. You move to the decontamination room, going all the way to the other end of the hallway. You look in there. The decom room looks like it's been essentially destroyed and wrecked all that shit.
Cool. So it's empty of both entities and anything of note.
Yes.
Flickering easy peasy. Lights. Turn around and take the one path remaining to us.
Okay. You open that door. And you see the weapons, the firing range. In this firing range, you see a lot of dead bodies on the ground, things strewn about, and you see a couple of barrels full of green stuff out in the firing range, as well as, like, you know, pinups of different, like, targets.
This is initially where I saw a bit killing a bunch of people.
Yes.
Yep. Is there anything moving around in here?
From what you can tell, no. Everything in here seems thoroughly dead. Because it looks like Bit was pretty good with this and destroyed the heads.
Okay.
It's like, I didn't want to take any chances.
Roughly how many bodies are in here?
Not with precious cargo, you didn't, Bit. Not with precious cargo.
10.
Okay. And their gear is not of note to us.
Common Mouther cultist shit.
Okay. I'm going to have us take our time as we move through to make sure that all of these things aren't going to stand up and start nomming on us, but we're going to keep moving.
Okay. I'll say you take your time and you make your way through and you find that most everything else in here is going to be pretty dead until you get to a large door that slides up, and you can tell that there are blue lights on either side of this door and a slot for a key card.
Go ahead, Leopold.
I'm going to stick my smoke grenade in my pocket, pull up my gimmick in that hand, and then run the key card with the other hand.
Okay. You run that key card over the door and you hear it. Doo-doo. And he goes, "Brow!" as the door opens up. Servo's wearing loudly.
You know, like Doom does when you open a door in Doom.
Because this is Doom.
room. Bit will lean in and says, this is as far as I've been so far. I've seen insane things. And they all seem to have gone through this door in this direction. I can only hope that by the end of this, we'll find a way to turn off the quarantine, and we can get out of here.
And just as a reminder, Finn, you and I are both covered in grease for the next few hours.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thanks for reminding the DM too. Really cool. Appreciate that.
in this room is like a large pool of green stuff. In the middle of that room is a green barrel. It is wide, and there are a couple of lights that are flickering on and off, and you can see how it opens up to the left. And it looks like there are staircases heading down just across the way on the other end of this large pool. There is a ramp that goes around it if you'd like, so you don't have to step in the green goo.
Real quick, actually, Carrie, it's less time than I thought. What is the time frame from when we fought the tripods upstairs till now? Like, how long has it been?
How long has it truly been? Let's see here.
Yeah, give me just a
30 minutes tops.
Okay, we got a little more time. Okay, we have less than hours. We have minutes.
Okay,
I'll keep track. So let me know when we're past 5 minutes, because that's about all the time we got with Greece.
So there's one way to go, but there's two paths to get there.
Kind of. Basically, it looks like that there's there's a staircase leading down, and then there's an opening on the left.
Is there a wall panel that's like a different color from the other wall panels?
No, not in this room.
Okay. You know, just slightly off.
Like I'm actually going to go to every wall panel and just poke them. I'm just going to poke every wall panel.
Okay, you just go as you're walking across.
I look very cross the whole time I'm doing it too.
Don't forget to jump every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Can't jump in Doom 1. Anyway.
As we get closer to the doorway off to the left, can we see that they actually go to the same spot, or is it not the same spot?
It is not the same spot. It looks like there is a staircase up to like almost like a balcony area, and up there you do see what looks like somebody hunched over and eating something.
Okay, so there's the pool of green shit that goes down, and there's the thing that goes up to a balcony, and up on the balcony we can see something that's moving.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Mr. Flyboy, go get it. As I point to Stag.
the moving thing?
Yes. It was part joke. Yeah, let's head up towards whatever it is.
Yeah.
But
by the way, with the green goo, is our Geiger counter's going off?
Oh, yeah.
Geiger counter? Yes, it is.
Oh. I'm going to put my helmet on.
You took it off?
Ha! I've been saving the EVA from my suit for when we needed it. I've been light bubbled the entire time because it's 11 days and I don't drain my suit. So
no, I'm immune to radiation, so good luck everybody else.
I'm dead.
But you don't have to be.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, at the top of the staircase, there's one of those crazy undead guys eating another one of his buddies. He's like, he's really enjoying it. He's like, yeah.
I look over to Bit and quietly say, is this the evil, crazy monster thing, or is this its byproduct?
No, it's a byproduct.
Alright, well, Finn, Staghorn, you guys chomping at the bit to hit something. Go hit it.
Don't be biting Bit. Jesus, he's one of our team members.
Yeah.
You'd rather not right, bite him.
I'll go get it.
Alright, fly over there. You can go ahead and make an attack. It doesn't seem to know you're there.
Okay.
Critical hit. Right off the bat, critical hit. Wow. You just casually walk up.
No, I think he kind of floats over. And just readies his trident, right?
I mean, it's just his. Readies it like a bat and just. He can describe it. How does it look like when you wreck this fucking thing? It's 60 damage and it has 10 HP.
I'm gonna have to dig, but this reminds me of a picture.
Let's see. It's an undead eating another body. Crouch down. I fly up. And. I just plunge down. My trident goes through the top of his head and into the head of whatever he was eating as well. Just
okay.
Double tap.
He goes, oh, he killed it.
Where'd it go?
Looks like there's a button up here though.
Yeah, role playing.
Hey, Captain.
Reminds me of the last panel in this picture.
Hey, Captain, there's a button up here. Should I push it?
I go up there and look to see what this button is going to activate.
Okay, it looks like a button that would open a door.
Yep, go ahead, push it.
Andy.
Right? And I push the button.
Great show, too.
That is the proper use of minor image, by the way.
You push the button. A door to your left opens up. Bram! On the other side of that door, you see a chainsaw.
I pick up the chainsaw.
Oh my.
Is Carrie going full gimmick? Yes, he is.
Now, is this
Let me guess, this is our fault for saying it's Doom.
He was already doomed.
Ryan just hit the nail on the head.
I know Carrie well enough that I can pick up the clothes. But
oh yeah, oh yeah.
Just like the jamming clothes.
I wanted to give him an out saying, you go fine, you guys want Doom, here's fucking Doom, fuckers.
No, it was the fact that we're on lockdown, you gave me a blue key. That's what hit me on
the head. Yeah, when he describes the color of the key, it was obvious.
The green goo did not do anything for me until the key.
I was playing Black Mesa earlier and got near green stuff. My guy, your counter went off. So
you never know. It could be. We could have the G man in the next room. Like fuck.
Oh fuck.
Hello, Anthony.
So who picked up the chainsaw?
I go over and look at it.
Is it a simple two-handed or a martial two-hand?
Advanced two-handed. This looks like a nuclear-powered chainsaw.
Advanced two-handed, okay.
I pick it up.
Okay, it's about the size of your mech.
And I, well, you know, I've got like 20-something strength, so I'm on board with this for the moment. I use my engineering to inspect it to see what this thing is. Would you like to tell me its stats, Carrie?
Its stats are +10 to hit on KAC. It does.
Whoa, what? Oh.
Yeah. It does freaking 5d8 damage. On a critical, you triple its damage.
I raise my hand. I'm like, so, and I pull off my holy weapon seal on my staff. Like, I'll take it.
And is it a one-handed, two-handed?
It's two-handed.
And is it simple or advanced?
It's a simple weapon.
Oh.
Pretty point and click.
Yeah, what's understand by stab, swish? Swish, stab. That's swish, stab.
Swish, stab.
It's fine. You can take it. It's fine. Whatever.
I don't want it. I need a hand free for my shield.
Give it.
I look to our two melee fighters that are not casters first.
Yes.
And I rev it up a little bit to see which one comes running faster.
I'm over here. I open the door.
Robin uses his love it, but it's a two-hander.
Robin uses his speed powers to appear next to me. All right, Robin, you taking it?
I'm sorry, did you say nuclear-powered chainsaw?
Robin, make a will save to dominate person to give me the... I'm kidding.
All right, I gave it to Robin.
Yeah, go ahead, Robin. It's two-handed. I can't use it. Well, I can, well, but...
You don't need your Solarian weapon anymore, so...
So?
You got a greasy minigun and a chainsaw.
Hand the cleric over your Solarian weapon.
I can't.
I know, that's the worst part.
I said do it.
Alright, is there anything else in this room?
From what you can tell, no. You just have to go down and another door.
And the staircase down goes through the green sludge?
No, think of it like a U-shape of like a pathway around that pooled green sludge, and on the opposite end of that U-shape was your staircase down to the next level.
Okay. Then we go the other direction, go down.
Just real quick, Carrie, is the chainsaw unwieldy so you can't make full attacks, or is it a full attack weapon?
Oh, it's unwieldy.
Okay, I was just gonna say, there's a key thing for a weapon that powerful you might be missing there, buddy.
Yes, sorry, thank you. I should have mentioned unwieldy, yes.
With plus 10 melee means that minus 3 it makes for him to make 3 attacks doesn't mean shit. You want to break every encounter moving forward, that's, you take unwieldy off.
Dude, in World of Darkness, the chainsaw, so normally you exploded on 10s, the chainsaw exploded on 7s and above.
Yep, no, chainsaw's busted. The difference is, everybody knows when you pull up the chainsaw.
Well, and he got like... Its base dice was like 6, and so plus strength and your skill and all that. You started with like 13 dice on a chainsaw, and exploding 7s means... Yeah, it was...
Yeah, busted.
Chainsaw's disgusting. Cool. Alright, so we now have a Solarian who's got a now black-holed powered chainsaw. Because that is more fun in my head. We head down to this door to go below.
Okay. You get up to the door, and it looks like a very futuristic kind of door, and there's an open door panel on the left. Seems pretty simple. Push button, door, open.
Cool. I use psychokinetic hand to push the button to open the door.
Okay, door opens, and you immediately hear, "Wow!" And all these zombies turn around and pull guns and start aiming at you.
I look at Stacker and go, "Well?"
Push the button.
Hold on.
Leopold's on one side of the door, Finn's on the other. They both have their arms like, "Go ahead, sir."
Ladies first.
Hold on. Just making the item ruin second.
5d8 times 3 critical.
Where do I put?
Plus 10 attack power.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But unwieldy, so no attacks of opportunity and only one attack per round.
It's the Doom Chainsaw. I had to make it worth picking up.
I think the double barrel would have been a little bit better because the shotgun sucked normally.
You don't get the double barrel yet.
Yet.
Double barrel.
Actually, I can't use the double barrel, so. Fine. It's fine. With the plus 10 have made me, you know, decent melee. Sure.
Slashing damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slashing, ripping, tearing.
It is chainsaw damage.
Right?
I need you to detect this in damage. It's called fuck you damage.
Kids kept killing themselves on our property.
All right, I don't know how to make it tripled for.
So you just take 5d8 and put it in the crit damage section. So when you roll critical, it'll do times 2 for your regular, and then it'll add a 5d8 more.
Yeah.
Okay. So critical damage section.
Whatever it is, plus 5d8.
5d.
Test it out, actually, when you can.
Plus 5d8. Alright,
I'll roll our friends. There's Renette, and there's Bit, and there's Liana.
And
I assume, Carrie, that I pushing the button again didn't close the door?
No, it did.
It's fine. It's fine. Stack runs first.
All right.
We're good.
Well, Finn didn't roll yet.
My bad. There we go.
Yep, I was going to say, nowhere near top.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I mean, come on, really?
Somehow our operative rolled last, though, so...
A test roll. 10 plus 4 plus 11, yeah.
You do critical off that. Damage crit.
And then, yeah, let's do damage and critical. 5d8.
Do a regular damage, too.
Yeah, I'll do damage. Normal. I don't think it tripled the 5d8, did it?
No, it did 5d8 times 2 plus 5d8.
5d8 plus 5d8. 1, 2. I only see 2 5d8s, though.
Where's the times 2? Hold on. It automatically does the first section, and the second section does flat. So it still comes out to 15d8, but it's just 5d8, and then it multiplies that by 2, and then it adds another 5d8.
Let me see here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I only see two sets of 5d8.
Yeah.
It's automatically calculating the times 2 for the first one. It's not okay. Adding it to the equation.
Okay.
Because sure? If you... expand it. Hold on, 5d8, and then...
Yeah. It doesn't actually show it in the math there either, which is the part that's... So then it has the plus 5d8. We're gonna look at this one.
Make a zero weight chainsaw that just does 15d8. So
take the d8, the 5d8 off of the critical effect, and then roll it again.
Okay. Details...
I'm gonna pee while we're doing this.
Off the critical.
Because you have so much extra bullshit that could apply to your attacks, it makes it hard.
I know. Okay, damage. Critical. See, yeah, that's just
a normal damage.
That's just normal critical. That's not even tripled.
Okay, so it was not adding the additional 5d8, which means I need to look at how you're doing it. Let me log in as a GM real quick. Game Master. I assume there's nothing about to be spoiled, Carrie?
No.
Yeah. Blitzen. Oh.
She's going to find out that Plantaclaus and his wife were back together and they brought the pain here. Right. I don't know.
All right, details.
Rosebud! Just trying to get the chainsaw working properly.
Oops. Why is this?
Okay.
Critical damage. Oh, aha! There we go. There's a damage formula option. 5d8. This 5d8 healing damage.
While he's doing the math there, holy shit! Did you guys see?
Fix it.
Did you guys see the someone made an NFT for D&D? Like it's official.
Oh, god damn it.
No, hear me out. It's the non-fungible trident. It is a +3 weapon that requires attunement. It gives you advantage on all of your attacks. If you critical, it automatically kills the person, but it has a unknown unenchantable curse. You can never actually hold the trident. It is currently in hold in a vault somewhere, but you have a picture of the trident that you get to carry with you to claim ownership.
Okay.
Stupid.
What was that one I posted way earlier?
Rolling,
I think.
Though anyone else can do a DC 15 forgery check to copy the picture of the trident so they can also have.
So I push the button, the door opens. I start to push the button again.
There it is,
and Staghorn just charges into the room.
Daghorn duck games it, puts the chainsaw to the ground, and rides it into the
And we're all just sitting there slack-jawed. Rock on, Staghorn!
Hey, Staghorn! You're first. These zombies are kind of... There's two up on top of what appears to be some kind of, like, staircase up. And, like, some kind of control panel there that appears to be all broken and fucked up. And there are two on either side of this little, like, platform thing. They're roughly 50 feet from me right now.
Cool. 50 feet.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I'll go up there and make an attack.
Okay, do a murder.
All right. 29? That was a bad roll.
Yeah. That'll hit.
Okay.
You hit with a 4.
Here you go.
Okay. 35 damage. What does it look like when you kill the first one?
I'll start at the top and just chainsaw it in half.
Wah! You know, chainsaw style.
Yeah.
Opa chain gun style.
You cleft him in twain. He is dead.
Opa chain gun style.
Is that your turn?
Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay.
That wasn't enough?
The other one, fearless and not caring, aims a gun at you and shoots at you.
Okay. Shoot at
22
me.
22 hit your KAC.
No, it does not.
Okay. And you can just feel bullets bouncing off of your armor. Liana, it's your turn. She looks over the rest of the party and is like, what is going on?
Awesomeness.
So there's some zombies up on a top scaffolding, and then there's more down below.
Yeah, think of a three step up, and then there's like a control console there, and then to either side of it, to the left and the right, there are a couple of zombies.
Okay, well, she's towards the back of the pack, so she's just gonna hold her action.
Okay, Leopold.
I'm gonna fling a telekinetic projectile at one of them. I'm not sure their organization, but whatever's closest.
Let's see here. Dang it.
Well, would a 26 hit their KAC?
26 would hit their KAC.
Okay.
Like I said, these are chunk mauler pansies. You want their orientation. Here's their orientation.
Okay. What you have set out there?
Yeah, I put it in the roleplay chat.
Jesus, fuck you. Alright, hold on.
You got a grenade?
Staghorn okay. is in the middle of those two.
Those three? And
the one is cut in half.
Okay. Well, then the one on the left side of the screen that is clearly closer to us.
Okay.
Alright, I hit him, and then damage. Normal. 24 bludgeoning as I just whip probably an empty clip or something that's on the ground in his face.
What does it look like when you kill this guy?
It just blunt force trauma to the head with something I had on hand.
Okay. He dies. Just falls over dead. So that was good. Hey. What next to you, Staghorn? He's gonna shoot at you also. 17. It's your KAC.
Nope.
And bullets bouncing off your armor. Vernette's looking a bit, and it's her turn, and she's like, you afraid of these guys? And Bit's like, not them. No. Azuth, your captain, you're in charge of NPCs.
They're all going to hold their actions.
Okay.
NPCs are not going in there to get bit.
Okay, Azuth, it is your turn.
Why won't they rescue Bit?
They're not biting, shooting.
Yeah, I don't care. The NPCs are a waste of time in an easy peasy fight like this. So I run up to the one on the left, and I will attack it.
Okay.
36 against EAC.
36 hits. What does it look like?
42 electric, and it literally incinerates into ash as my electric lightning claw just shreds it.
Yeah, it just ashes out. Finn, your turn. There's one left.
Yeah, and he's like 50 feet in the chamber with Stag.
Yeah.
I shall forego. You'll watch Staghorn with this last guy.
Okay, Bit's gonna hang out and not do anything. Go ahead, Staghorn, it's your turn.
Speaking of whom?
I will turn to the one that's been shooting at me. Yeah.
Chainsaw.
Chainsaw!
Hey, do damage. Yep, it's more than 10. You kill him. What does it look like?
What do the chainsaw say to the face?
I'll come at the side, like cutting him in half this way, horizontally.
Okay.
There it is.
Thank Guess you. Who fixed the bot just for this?
Nice.
Alright, you split him in half.
Hey, our original recordings is untouched.
I know, that's why I had to tell the audience why we're going, yeah!
Gotcha.
Alright, so, you split him in half, and his top torso bit is still, like, alive, and is like,
yeah!
And I'll stomp on him.
Okay, great. He could stomp his head, and his head explodes. Okay.
I forgot to do something earlier, but after the combat, I'm going to try to initiate something just so I'm not cutting you off at the shins, Carrie. So whatever you need to say, tell me when I can.
Go ahead.
Oh, I go, hey, folks, I forgot I'm totally able to do something. So can we just gather around real quick before we move further?
All right.
Okay.
All right, everyone, I hate to ask you this, but join hands.
Hey.
In a circle. Up to 7 people, including me.
Alright, yeah.
Is anyone sitting out of this?
What are you doing?
I'm not telling. Yeah.
That's a little sus, friend.
I am sitting out of this until he tells me what he's doing. I have zero faith in his god.
Alright, I'm giving you about 30 seconds if anyone... Who is and is not joining the circle?
Finn will.
Finn, that's your friend. She'll do it.
Yep. Liana?
Liana would.
I'll do it. Whatever.
All right. Staghorn. Azuth?
No.
Bit?
Bit's one in. Of us.
Bit's in.
One
Robbie.
One of us.
Robbie.
Robbie!
Completing the circle. Robbie definitely okay. will.
All right. All of us now have a permanent telepathic bond until you tell me to drop it. We can now communicate up to 100 feet without seeing Ooh. Each other, and I can tell basic information about you.
You.
We're on a party line, so we can talk to each other without talking. Except for Azuth.
So glad that you felt like you couldn't tell us what you were doing.
You don't trust me.
It's not that he doesn't trust you. It's
the undead fucker touched me. I held hands with him, and you're the one sitting out, Captain. Now it's fine. You want us dead? I understand.
All right.
We're not getting out of this dimension.
We are not getting out of this dimension.
So. There's a door on the other end of this room.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those normal doors. You can just hit the button, it opens.
Well, I do the same thing. I'll push the button with telekinetic hand.
Door flies open. And on the other side, there is like a zigzaggy path. And on either side of this path, there is bubbling green goo. And across the way, what appears to be in the window is some kind of weird-looking creature. It's got eyes glowing a deep red, and it's got like sharp teeth, and it's like, and it turns around and it faces you. What do you do?
The green goo, does it look like the radioactive goo, yes, or like?
Yeah, Gaga kind of going off again.
I look over to Bit. Is this the thing?
No.
Is this the only path forward?
From what you can tell, yes. Well, I'd make a perception check.
32.
It looks like off to the right, in that pool of goo, there is another way through. Like some kind of drainage for this crazy green radioactive goo.
But into this room, not the room prior.
What? No, yeah, it's not. It's going to its own independent room, if that's what you're asking.
Okay. So we're secret at this doorway. It's through the doorway and then to the right? Or is it the room we're in that there's another door?
In the room that you're in, with the zigzaggy pattern, just to the left and off into the goo, there appears to be some kind of drainage, and there's a door that way as well. But across the way from you on the other end of the zigzaggy pattern is another door.
Okay, so there's two doors in the room that we're in.
Yes.
Cool. And this creature is just staring at us from across the way?
Yep.
Or does it spit fireballs?
Well, his hand's starting to glow red, if that's what you're asking.
Should I check out that door?
Give Staghorn all the cool secrets.
All of us telekinetically go, or telepathically go, yes, Staghorn, we trust
you. Well, Azuth made the perception, so I technically don't know the door yet.
And he's not on the collect call, so...
So this thing looks like it's powering up. Something's about to happen. We have to either go through the zigzags, or there's a door to the left that shortcuts us away from these zigzags and out of his view.
Yes.
Okay. Then with no time to spare, I just run towards that door and tell everyone, let's get to the side before something bad happens. Because I am not afraid of radiation at all, so.
Neither am I.
Fuck both of y'all.
I mean,
I guess I got my helmet on, so I have my whatever protection medium. But
okay, I'm just gonna go ahead narratively. Yes, you go ahead and run across this thing. You do hear the sounds of fire flying through the air, but it'll harmlessly slam into the path behind you. In front of you, it is dark in this room, but there are flickery lights. I'm sorry, you didn't open the door yet. Go ahead and wait until you open that door. You guys are all standing in front of it.
Unless there's something special about the door, I'll just open the door.
Okay, you open the door. It's dark in this room.
I send my dancing lights in 25 feet with a 10-foot glow. Okay. So 30 feet fully.
It opens into a very large room. And in that room, you see... What is on the ground is just like this interesting but familiar looking pattern on the floor.
Is there any check I can make to religion? Understand what it mean by, yeah, there's no religion. There's mysticism.
So mysticism.
Nope. I have assisted him.
37?
Yeah, that's the same pattern that Mickey has done before.
So, I tell everybody telepathically, this is what Mickey did, and then I go, oh, fuck. Hold on, guys. And I go, out loud, this is what Mickey did!
Oh, when
does it look complete?
The portal to the... Complete.
Yes, yeah, in your head, yes.
Oh boy.
And if you remember, there are some specific steps that Mickey had to do to prevent other demons from pouring out of the damn thing. Those steps don't appear to have been met.
And I attempt with my shit I got, which is chalk and candles and anything, try to patch it because I bought all my shit for a consecration spell and I still have stuff left over.
I'll use my sword and take a chip out of one of the symbols. Fuck it up that way?
You guys are up on this large ledge, and you have to descend down into this larger pit.
Okay, I see. Yeah. Never mind then.
Is there anything? Okay. Does it look like there's anything I can do up here?
Up here? No.
All right.
Is there anything else in here? Like a demon?
Yeah. Just waiting patiently for us?
Like a demon? Sorry, I love you.
There is a large gate in this pit that appears to be wrecked asunder.
Wrecked asunder.
Damage coming out toward you.
I just want to make sure I'm clear, because that gate can mean two different things for this specific circumstance. A demonic summoning gate is broken forward?
No, this is
or like a metal gate.
Like a metal gate.
Okay. There's a big difference there.
Oh my, yes.
Is it?
One of them's a T-Rex, and one of them's a T-Rex that's also a demon.
Oh shit, when you put it like that. I can say, all doorways are doorways. It doesn't matter what they lead to, they're all fucked. If you understand the multiverse like I do as a mystic, it's all fucked.
So there's nothing else in here. Is there another door that leads out of this room?
There is apparently another door. Clear across this large thing on the other side. Like, there's an elevator that leads down here, and there's another elevator across this large pit that leads up. And there's a door there, and it looks like it's got some snakes on it or something. It's weird.
Yeah, that's going to be a me and Azu thing.
Cool. So if we want to not go backwards and into fiery radioactive death, we need to move through this room. And if we're moving through this room, we should think about what we want to do with this summoning portal.
Real quick, Carrie, no, this isn't really metagaming, but both Azuth and me see a door with snakes around it, and both of us go, oh, fuck. Like we're just, as mystics, we're just like, god damn
it. Yeah. All right, well, I'm all for moving forward. So we take our little escalator down. And
does that count as metagaming? Is that just a normal thing in Mystic? Hey, if you see snakes, fuck it, fuck everything.
Well, okay, they look like this snakes is the first here, but they're just like tubes.
I was going to say, this is the first door we've seen that's actually adorned, which would make me cautious, but otherwise.
Yeah. We're mages. Me more than you. You're more technological. I'm Mr. like grand mysticism of the universe, and I'm like, oh god damn it.
He sees snakes, I see pipes, and we're both concerned. Anyway, we take our weird elevator down.
Okay, you get down and you start approaching. As the elevator is descending, you realize that this circle is way bigger than the other one he made.
And I read the language in the circle. Is it demonic? Is it anything else? It's abyssal. I do not speak
abyssal. I read abyssal. Holy shit, I do.
I read and speak abyssal.
Me too.
Congratulations. You guys know this is a summoning portal.
Oh, well, that's a circle. You're going to sky it. Right, Leopold! Summoning. What?
As you reach the bottom, and as the lights do their damnedest to illuminate this bit, you notice Leopold's dancing lights hanging in the air above you. But inside, where that holding pin, in the darkness of that pin, you see two more lights hanging in the air, high in the air. As then a clawed foot steps out, and another clawed foot.
Nope.
And a large, horned, muscular demon steps out.
Nope.
And attached to his hand is a massive gun. And he aims it down at you.
I shout up to
Raccoon's
him.
Raccoon's music!
I shout up to him, say, hey, we're heading to the Fae Plane shortly here. Do you want to come with?
You say that to him?
Absolutely. In abyssal.
Okay. Go ahead and make a, I don't know, diplomacy check.
Oh, please roll a 20. This would just be so beautiful. Oh, man.
22.
Returning what you said in abyssal, I only need parts of you to get there. And the gun starts spinning up.
Yep. I'm
fire at all of you. Until you see, like, a tall hill shimmer.
He's actually a robot. Person.
That's why he only needs parts of him. And you see a gun just blast, and it knocks the shot out of the way, and it fires wild. And the shimmer fades, and you see a large, muscular man in a green helmet. And Bit leans into you, and he says, "That's the..."